me out to the ball game. George Ranch High School Varsity Softball is on the air. GRHSI Radio is proud to bring you another season of live Lady Longhorns softball, home and away, in the always competitive 26A district. Lady Longhorn softball on GRHSI Radio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. Emily Witt enters her third season as head coach of the Longhorns with a squad featuring 12 returning starters and a cast of veterans and newcomers looking to win the district crown and bring the UIL 6A softball championship trophy back to the ranch. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's head out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, Jack Green, TJ Downey, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's George Ranch High School varsity softball game.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns varsity softball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and we welcome you into spring break softball action at George Ranch on top of 26A at 7-0. The Fort Bend Dulles Lady Vikings are here. They are 3-2 coming into this one. There are a couple other games today. Hightower at Elkins, and then tonight Bush is at Clements. Tomorrow the rest of the teams in 26A will play, and then everybody will go about their business for spring break. Tomorrow afternoon, Travis at Ridgepoint, and also tomorrow afternoon, Austin at Bush High School. I don't claim to be a mathematician, but this is game eight, which in a nine-team district like 26A, that means that after today, the Longhorns have seen all of their opposing teams, so it's effectively the first half of the season that will end today in 26A play, and the Longhorns have taken care of business. They are 7-0 coming into this one. They score almost 9 points a game and give up just 3.5 on the other side of the scorebook. The Dulles Lady Vikings give up, score almost 5 points, five runs a game, rather, and give up a little more than nine. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups for you and the opening pitch from George Ranch. You're listening to Live Longhorns Softball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is live George Ranch High School varsity softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn softball.
All right. Thanks, Bob Riley. Welcome back, everybody. This is Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHSI Radio. Longhorns won the JV game 13-2, and we're about, I don't know, 10 minutes or less away from the opening pitch in varsity action. We talked about the two teams in 26A and where they are. Let's run down the entire district for you. Longhorns on top at 7-0. Travis is next at 5-1. Ridgepoint at 4-1. And then the Dulles Lady Vikings at 3-2. They're actually tied for fourth place. Tied for fourth, rather, with Elkins at 3-2. And then Fort Bend Austin 1-4. Hightower 1-5. Clements 0-4. And Bush at 0-5. Rounding out the field in 26A softball. We talked about the scoring that George Ranch has been able to put on the board thus far in the 24 season. The last three games, they beat Hightower 15-0, beat Bush 17-0. And then the tail end of the LCISD softball tournament, they beat Heights 12-2. So 44 runs in three games. And that's why that average is up to almost 9 runs a game and giving up 3.5 runs per game. And that's due to the stellar pitching of the staff led by Zaria Turner. Lady Longhorns finishing up their warm-ups. Emily Witt out there with the bat and knocking them into the outfield. Just finished with the center fielder. And getting ready to present the lineups and get started here this afternoon in 26A varsity softball. Another break coming up. When we get back, we'll have the starting lineups. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHSI Radio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, here are the starting lineups. First for the visiting Lady Vikings from Dulles High School, leading off and pitching, Michaela Wolf. Batting second at third base, Callie Collins. Batting third, the shortstop, Maya Salinas. Batting fourth, behind the plate, Gabby Aguirre. Batting fifth at first base, Stephanie Smith. Batting sixth at second base, Macy Wolf. Batting seventh in center field, Giselle Reyes. Batting eighth, right fielder, Alana Adams. And batting ninth in left field, Maricel Rios. Wolf, Collins, and Salinas. 1, 2, 3. Gary Smith and Wolf. 4, 5, 6. Reyes, Adams, and Rios. 7-8-9 for John Maples, Lady Vikings from Dulles High School. Starting lineup for the Lady Longhorns. Batting first in right field, Cameron Radford. Batting second, center fielder, Carlon Dees. Batting third, behind the plate today, Kate Dolans. Batting fourth, third baseman, Jessica Johnston. Batting fifth at second base, Macy Burks. Batting sixth in left field, Abby Bergeron. Batting seventh, first baseman, Abby Dominguez. Batting eighth, the designated player, Sarah Wendler. And batting ninth, shortstop, Ella Kalinko. Radford, Dees, Dolan, 1-2-3. Johnston, Burks, Bergeron, 4-5-6. Dominguez, Wendler, Kalinko, 7-8-9. The starting nine for Emily Witt's Lady Longhorns. Glad you joined us this afternoon on GRHSI Radio for live Lady Longhorns varsity softball from George Ranch. If you are a fan of the Lady Vikings from Dulles High School, welcome into the broadcast. We'll do our best to bring you the game and make sure you hear all the action right here on GRHSI Radio.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is live George Ranch High School Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn Softball.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball from GRHS iRadio and George Ranch High School this afternoon. If you missed it at the opening part of our pregame show, Ridge Point is at Austin this afternoon, Hightower at Elkins. Tonight, Bush is at Clements. And then tomorrow, right before both of these teams, both of these districts head off to spring break, Travis at Ridge Point in the afternoon, and also a 12:30 first pitch, Austin at Bush. And then all the teams in 26A, rather, will be on spring break, and play will commence again on Tuesday, March 19th, next Tuesday. Longhorns won the JV game 13-2, and now both head coaches are meeting with the umpires at home plate, exchanging lineup cards and getting some ground rules in mind before we have our opening pitch. It's about 68 degrees here, and that omnipresent wind blowing out of the southeast at 5 to 6 miles an hour, blowing across the outfield fence from center, across the right field fence, and then on to the baseball diamond. And it is a common thing for the wind to be blowing, and certainly from that direction across the right field fence and out towards the baseball diamond here at George Ranch High School. Little activity on the football field beyond the center field fence. Just some workouts going on, nothing structured, and no games to speak of. The other night when we were here, there was all kinds of activity, baseball, softball, and soccer going on the field beyond the center field fence.
Good afternoon, softball fans, and welcome to the ranch for today's game against the visiting Dulles Lady Vikings.
We'll let you listen into the PA announcer as he gives the starting lineups to the fans here this afternoon. We'll let you listen into that, and afterwards we'll join the broadcast and have the opening pitch.
Third, number 11, Maya Salinas. Batting fourth, number 12, Gabby Aguirre. Batting fifth, number 13, Stephanie Smith. Batting sixth, number 9, Macy Wolf. Batting seventh, number 6, Giselle Reyes. Batting eighth, number 15, Alana Adams. And batting ninth, number 5, Marcielle Rios. The Lady Vikings are led by John Maples. Now for your George Ranch Lady Longhorns. Starting with the reserves, number 4, Emma Young. Number 8, Macy Whittington. Number 17, Carly Long. Number 20, Hannah Ramirez. Yeah. Leading off, number 7, Cameron Radford. Yeah. Batting second, number 1, Carlon Dees. Yeah. number 2, Kate Nolan. Batting cleanup, number 14, Jessica Johnston. Batting fifth, number 3, Macy Burks. Batting sixth, number 15, Abby Bergeron. Number 7, batting 7th, number 18, Ebony Dominguez. Batting 8th, number 13, Sarah Windler. Batting 9th, number 6, Ella Kaliko. And in the circle, number 10, Zaria Turner. The Lady Longhorns are coached by Coach Witt, assistant coaches Negrelli and Kirby. Would you please rise and remove your hats for the national anthem.
All right, ready to play softball here at George Ranch High School. Dulles Lady Vikings at bat first. They'll lead off with Michaela Wolf, followed by Callie Collins, Maya Salinas, Gabby Aguirre, Stephanie Smith, Macy Wolf, Giselle Reyes, Alana Adams, and Maricel Rios. The starting nine for John Maples Lady Vikings from Dulles High School. Longhorns, winners of four straight. Dulles Lady Vikings, winners of two straight. So both teams want to keep a streak going, and that makes for a more interesting contest all the way around. As we were talking about before, the Longhorns in the last three games have won 15-0, 17-0, and 12-2. So they've been posting a lot of runs on the board in those 15-0, 17-0. Those were shortened affairs, as was that 12-2 Heights victory at the latter stages of the LCISD softball tournament.
Leading off of the Lady Vikings, number 3, Michaela Wolf.
Leading off for the Lady Vikings, the pitcher, Michaela Wolf, right-handed batter, facing the left-handed Zaria Turner. First pitch on the way. We're underway from George Ranch. And let's see if that pitch is going to be. Yeah, strike one. Umpire had something to say to Turner, but the pitch is on the scoreboard. 0-1 to Michaela Wolf. Next pitch on the way, popped into shallow right field, and now it goes foul. 0-2 to Michaela Wolf. That pitch from Turner came in on Wolf's hands, and all she could really do is kind of fist it out there, and it went foul down the first baseline. She's back in the batter's box, 0-2 pitch on the way. Popped out to Dees in center field, and one out for the Vikings.
Next up, number 8,
That brings up third baseman Kaylee Collins. I said that wrong. I think it's Callie Collins, my mistake. First pitch by Turner. That one eludes everybody and goes back here to the screen. It's 1-0. Pitch from Turner. Hit out to left field. But it is caught out there by Abby Bergeron. She only had to move maybe a step or so to her left to put that one away. Two outs. Maya Salinas at the plate. Zaria Turner on the mound. She's throwing this afternoon to Kate Dolan behind the plate. Bergeron out in left where Dolan normally is. First pitch is a called strike. Next pitch on the way. That's low and away, 1-1. Turner with the sign and the pitch. That one's outside, 2-1. Dolan tried to bring it in and frame it for the umpire, but it's too far outside. It's 2-1. Next pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, 2-2. Good pitch coming back by Zaria Turner to even the count at 2. Two pitch on the way. That's low and away as well. Full count to Maya Salinas. If she gets on, Gabby Aguirre, the catcher, will be next. Just underway at George Ranch High School. Top of the first for the Lady Vikings. Full count pitch on the way. That is ball four. Gabby Aguirre, the catcher, is up next. Two outs and one on. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed by Aguirre. Ball was up in the zone and in on Aguirre. She swung through it. It's 0-1. Next pitch on the way. That's a called strike. And now Turner way ahead of Aguirre, 0-2. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. First strikeout of the afternoon for Zaria Turner in the inning. No runs, no hits. No errors, and one run left on base. The end of a half inning of play. It's Dulles nothing, and the Lady Longhorns coming to bat.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Lady Longhorns batting in the bottom of the first. Cameron Radford, Carlin Dees, and Kate Dolan do up. Anybody gets on, Jessica Johnston, Macy Burks, Abby Bergeron, Abby Dominguez, Sarah Wendler, and Ella Kalenko will hit. Coach Emily Witt down to the third base coaching box. Erica Negrelli at first base. Travis Kirby in the dugout for the Longhorns. Michaela Wolf is the right-handed pitcher. Left-handed Cameron Radford takes ball one. Pitch is outside, a little bit low as well. Tuna. That one sliced foul down the third base line, 2-1. Third baseman Callie Collins in quite a bit at third base. First baseman Stephanie Smith a little bit closer to the first base bag. That is a called strike, 2-2. Pitch on the way, sliced foul down the third baseline. That one kicked up a little bit of dirt and thought I saw a little bit of white, but maybe that was in foul territory as well. In any event, it's 2-2 to Cameron Radford. Next pitch on the way, and again hit foul down the third base line. That one was up and in to Radford, and all she could do is foul it off down the third base line. Again, the 2-2 pitch. This one hit to short to Salinas over to first base, and that retires Radford. Now at the plate, center fielder, Carlon Dees.
Number one, Carlon Dees.
Dees, another left-handed hitter facing the right-hander, Michaela Wolf. First pitch from Wolf, swung on and missed. Dees just a little bit behind that one and swung through that one. 0-1 pitch. That's a ball, 1-1. Next pitch on the way. Took a little bit off of that one. It stayed down low, 2-1. If you're just joining us, Lady Vikings had a base runner in the top of the first. That one fouled off down the third baseline. And that player was left stranded as Zaria Turner struck out Gabby Aguirre to end the inning. Longhorns sent Radford to the plate. She grounded out 6-3, and now Dees with the 2-2 look, and that one is high and outside. It's 3-2. Another full count pitch to a batter. That one fouled straight back, still 3-2. Dees awaits the 3-2, fouled straight back to the screen. And again, full count pitch is forthcoming here at George Ranch. Pitch number 8 in the at-bat for Carlon Dees. Here it is. This one hit down the left field line, and that's foul. for the third time. Here's the 3-2 pitch. This one hit on the ground past the second baseman into center field. The Longhorns have their first base runner of the afternoon on the single by Carlon Deese. Kate Dolan, the catcher, is up next. When we came out to the ballpark, it was a little bit overcast and a little cool. The sun's out, and it's looking good. 2-3, that one in the dirt, and Deese goes down to second base. Ball one to Dolan. So things have warmed up a little bit here at George Ranch. Nice day for softball. 1-0 pitch. This one hit foul. Kate way out in front of that one over the retaining fence along the third baseline. One on, one out, 1-1 pitch on the way. That's inside, 2-1. Pitch by Wolf on the way. This one popped up on the right side, but it's going to drift out of play, 2-2. An inside-out swing by Kate, and that one drifted foul over by the Longhorn batting cages. A little stoppage in play while we collect all the softballs that have been hit foul. Umpire's got one. Pitcher has one. 2-2 pitch on the way. That was lined to short and caught and then thrown away at second base. Deese will round third, and she's going to come home with the first Longhorn run. So a hard-hit ball by Kate Dolan, snagged by Maya Salinas at shortstop. She went over to second to see if she could catch Deese off of second. She threw the ball away and went well into right field. Deese came around to score. Jessica Johnston at the plate. It's 1-0 Longhorns. First pitch is low and inside, ball one. Popped up behind the plate. Catcher going for that one, but it's off the screen. It's 1-1. Kate got the barrel on that one, and it was actually rising when it went out to shortstop, but Maya Salinas was able to make the snag out there on that one and tried for the double play, but couldn't get it. That pitch is inside. It's 2-1. This one is fisted to the second baseman who drifts out. Macy Wolf hauls that one in shallow right field in the inning. One run on one hit. There was an error and nobody left on. At the end of one inning of play, it's the Longhorns 1 and the Lady Vikings nothing.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor.
Back at George Ranch High School, Zaria Turner out on the mound for her second inning of work. It'll be the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Dulles High School, Stephanie Smith, Macy Wolf, and Giselle Reyes will come to the plate against Zaria Turner. Stephanie Smith, a right-handed batter at first base today for John Maples Club. First pitch by Turner. That's outside, ball one. In the top of the first, Vikings sent four players to the plate. Maya Salinas drew a walk, but then Gabby Aguirre struck out to end the inning. That is a ball as well. 2-0 to Stephanie Smith. Here's Turner's 2-0 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. 2-1. Pitch. High and away. 3-1. Longhorn's got a hit by Dees, and she took second on a pass ball and came around to score when the shortstop threw the ball away at second, and that's where we are, 1-0 Longhorns. Another swing and a miss by Smith. It's 3-2. Second time a batter is facing a full count pitch from Turner. And that's ball four. And both times, Turner has walked the batter waiting on that 3-2 pitch. Macy Wolf, second baseman, is up. First pitch called strike. Throw down to first. Ball gets away from Dominguez, and now into second, and the runner is safe. So Macy Wolf took a strike. Longhorns threw down to second, or threw down to first, rather, and the ball got away there. Runner went to second. That's a ball. It's 1-1 to Macy Wolf. Runner on second base and nobody out. One pitch by Turner. That's outside, 2-1. Johnston at third and Dominguez at first, charging as Turner let's go of the pitches, trying to snuff out a attempted bunt or a swinging bunt. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Turner. That one is bunted in the air and taken by Dominguez. Right in the right spot for that one. One on, one out. Giselle Reyes at the plate. Reyes in center field this afternoon for the Lady Vikings. First opportunity to face Zaria Turner. That's a called strike. Pitch on the way and a late swing there. It's 0-2 to Reyes. Zaria Turner put some mustard on that one, and Giselle Reyes way behind it. Now the 0-2 pitch. That's low and away, 1-2. One-two pitch on the way, swung through for strike three. Second strikeout of the afternoon for Zaria Turner. She'll now face Alana Adams. First pitch to Adams. That's outside, 1-0. Stephanie Smith walked, opened the inning, went to second on the overthrow at first. Swung on and missed by Adams. It's 1-1. Then a pop-up by Macy Wolf, and that strikeout to Reyes. So the Lady Vikings have one on and two outs. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swung through. 1-2. Zaria Turner's 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Third strikeout of the afternoon. Good way to end the inning with consecutive strikeouts to Reyes and Adams. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. At the end of 1.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 1 and Lady Vikings nothing.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS athletic booster club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHSI Radio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, Macy Burks, Abby Bergeron, Abby Dominguez. Three batters due up for George Ranch in the bottom of the second. First pitch by Wolf. That's a called strike to Macy Burks. Wolf took a lot off of that one. It floated in. This one popped up on the infield. Second baseman Macy Wolf hauls that one in and retires Macy Burks. Next batter for George Ranch, Abby Bergeron, the left fielder.
Number 15, Abby Bergeron.
Pitch is sliced foul and hits the screen above the Longhorn dugout, 0-1 to Bergeron. Next pitch on the way. That's a called strike. And now Wolf way ahead of Bergeron, 0-2. That one catching the inside part of the plate. Bergeron will be guarding things. That one is high, 1-2. Is outside and a little bit high. It's 2-2. Longhorns lead 1-0. Push the run across in the bottom of the first. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. First strikeout of the afternoon by Michaela Wolf.
Up next, number 18, Abby Dominguez.
Brings up the first baseman this afternoon, Abby Dominguez. First pitch by Wolf. That's a called strike. Working the outer half of the plate to these right-handed hitters. This one is hit deep, but way foul and into that little field or pasture beyond the right field retaining fence. Abby Dominguez in a hole now, 0-2. Pitch on the way. This one hit into left field, base hit. Right in front of Maricel Rios out in left. Longhorns have a base runner with two outs in the bottom of the second.
Sarah Windler.
Left fielder Rios chose to let that one hop to her. It hopped right in front of her instead of going for the shoe top catch and maybe having that ball get behind her. Sarah Windler now at the plate. First pitch is a ball. Ball one. Longhorns with two hits this afternoon. 1-0 pitch. That one hit to the shortstop. Salinas across the diamond. And she retires Wendler and the Longhorns in the bottom of the second. In the inning, no runs, one hit. No errors, and one runner left on base at the end of two. Longhorns one, and the Lady Vikings nothing.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back to the ballpark. Zaria Turner will face 9-1-2. Maricel Rios, and then the top of the order, Michaela Wolf and Callie Collins. Longhorns lead 1-0. They got that run in the bottom of the first. Got another hit in the bottom of the second, but couldn't advance that runner and lead 1-0 top of the third.
Up next, number 5, Maricel Rios.
Such a nice afternoon for anything outdoors, especially baseball and softball. The Longhorns baseball team was working out on the field, on the football field, just doing some last-minute things. They're on the road, I believe, for baseball this afternoon. First pitch is a called strike to Maricel Rios. then they will be finished for spring break. That one hits Rios. So an early base runner in the top of the third. Top of the order, Michaela Wolf. Zaria Turner got her opposite number, pitcher Michaela Wolf, to fly out to Carlin Dees to open the game. First pitch to Wolf. Popped up on the right side, and that one will float out of play. Wolf gets into that right-hander's batter's box. 0-1 pitch on the way. That's outside, 1-1. A lot of zip on that one, but it stayed outside of the zone. 1-1 to Michaela Wolf. Here's Turner's 1-1 pitch. Popped up behind the plate, and Dolan can't get to it. There's a little bit of indecision between Kate and Abby Dominguez as to who was going to go for that one, and it dropped in between them. 1-2 now to Michaela Wolf. Wolf back in. Here's Turner's 1-2 pitch. That's on the outside, throw down to first, and the runner's safe. Good snap throw by Kate Dolan down to Dominguez, and the runner's back. Sure Kate would like to erase that runner down there who reached on a hit by pitch. Again, the 2-2 pitch on the way. This one hit out to left field. It is gone. It hit the top of the fence and went over. Michaela Wolf puts the Lady Vikings ahead 2-1. Hit that ball sharply on a line out to left center field. It was beyond Bergeron. And it hit the top of the fence and popped over for the two-run homer. Callie Collins at the plate. She flew out to Bergeron in left field in the first inning. That's a called strike to Collins. Callie Collins, a right-handed hitter. Here's Turner's pitch. That one stays outside, 1-1. One-one pitch by Turner. That's a called strike, 1-2. Longhorns came into the inning leading 1-0. Turner hit Maricel Rios, and then the next batter, Michaela Wolf, hit the two-run homer. That is just a bit outside, 2-2. Longhorns looking for the first out of the top of the third. 2-2 pitch on the way, and just a bit outside, apparently. It's 3-2. Third time in the ball game that Zaria Turner has gone full. This one hit back to Turner and over to Abby Dominguez to retire Callie Collins. Next batter, Maya Salinas, the shortstop. She walked in the first and was left stranded when Turner struck out Gabby Aguirre. Nobody on, one out. First pitch to Salinas. This one popped back to the screen, 0-1. Back in the batter's box and ready to go. 0-1 pitch from Turner. Just a bit outside, 1-1. One-one pitch. Further outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch. That's low and outside. It's 3-1 now as Turner works to Maya Salinas. We're in the top of the third. Two-run homer erase that 1-0 lead by the Longhorns. It's 2-1 Lady Vikings. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. For the fourth time in the game, Zaria Turner will deliver a 3-2 pitch. And here it is. Swung on and missed for the strikeout. That's strikeout number 4 this afternoon for Turner.
Number 12, Gabby McGuire.
The catcher, Gary, was the first strikeout victim for Turner, and she takes another strike here. It's 0-1. Longhorns have settled down after the two-run homer. Got a comebacker to Turner, and a strikeout of Salinas, and now Turner on the way to striking out Aguirre again. It's 0-2 to the Vikings catcher. 0-2 pitch. Hit back to the screen. Still 0-2. Couple walks this afternoon, 4 strikeouts, and the first hit of the ball game for the Vikings, the 2-run homer in this inning. And now Dulles leads 2-1. Turner trying to shut things down, looking to deliver the 0-2 pitch. Here it is, swung on and missed. And for the second time, Aguirre strikes out, strikeout number 5 for Turner. In the inning, 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on at the end of 2.5 innings of play. It's Dulles 2, and the Longhorns 1.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It'll be Ella Kalenko, Cameron Radford, and Carlon Dees. The 3 hitters expected up for George Ranch. In the bottom of the third. Longhorns scored their lone run in the bottom of the first on a single by Dees. She moved to second on a pass ball. And then Kate Dolan's liner was snagged at shortstop. Shortstop then threw to second trying to get Dees off the bag. And that ball went into right field. Carlon came all the way around to score. And that is it. Longhorns have 2 hits, just the 1 run. All right, due up for George Ranch, Ella Kalenko, the shortstop.
Up next,
Ella Kalinko.
Then we will swing to the top of the order in Radford and Carlon Dees. First pitch is hit back to the screen, 0-1. On the inner part of the plate, and all Ella could do was foul it straight back. Pitch is hit into right center field and drops in for a base hit. Misplayed out there by the right fielder, and into second base goes Ella Kalinko with the Longhorns' third hit of the afternoon.
Up next, number 7, Cameron Radford.
Cameron Radford will see what she can do to move the runner along and hopefully tie up this game. She grounded out to the shortstop in her first at-bat. That ball by Kalinko wasn't hit that hard, but it did split the outfielders briefly. Right fielder Alana Adams went over, and it went in and out of her glove, allowed her. Here's a hit pass short into left center field. That ball goes all the way to the wall, and around comes Ella Kalinko to tie things at 2. D's singled, came around to score as we talked about with the first Longhorn run. Now, a little confab at the mound so we can kind of bring you up to date. Ella Kalinko singled to open the bottom of the third into right center, took second on the misplay. Ball hit by Radford out to left center. That ball misplayed as well, and that drove in Kalinko. Ella or Cameron Radford now on second base. That ball was sharply hit. My belief Ella would have come around to score either way, regardless of the misplay out there. D's back in the batter's box. Here's Wolf's pitch. This one fouled off to the left side. Carlon into that left-handed hitter's batter's box. Right-hander Michaela Wolf delivers a pitch. This one, again, fouled off just about the same spot on the left side and out of play. Dees waits on the 0-2 pitch. Here it is, sliced into left field, and it hits off the glove of the left fielder. Around to score comes Cameron Radford, and into second base on the error is Carlon Dees.
Up next, number 2, Kate Dolan.
Kate Dolan at the plate. Kate lined to the shortstop, Maya Salinas, who made a great stab at that one, had to kind of leave her feet for that. But that ended up producing the first Longhorn run as the shortstop went over to second. Ball was misplayed there and went out into right field. Longhorns were able to post their first run. It's 3-2 Longhorns. This one hit by Kate again on the line, this time to second base. It's caught there over to second, and Dees is back. So Dolan has hit the ball on the screws both times, but both have resulted in line drive outs for Kate. Jessica Johnston at the plate. She popped up to the second baseman, Macy Wolf. Hit on the ground, past third, and foul. Hayes on second, one out. Johnston at the plate. That pitch is a called strike. Here goes Dees down to third, and the ball is off the third baseman's glove, and Dees is safe there. The pitch was a strike. Jessica Johnston in a hole now, 0-2, but Dees over to third. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Second strikeout this afternoon for Michaela Wolf.
Up next, number three, Macy Burks.
Macy Burks popped up to Macy Wolf at second base in the second inning, batting here in the third. One popped up by Burks. And again, second baseman Macy Wolf retires Burks with the pop-up to second base in the inning. Two runs, two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. At the end of three, Longhorns now lead 3-2.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Thanks, Michelle. Back at George Ranch High School, top of the fourth inning, Stephanie Smith, Macy Wolf, and Giselle Reyes due up for the Lady Vikings. George Ranch scored a run in the bottom of the first and led 1-0 all the way to the top of the third. Two-run homer put the Vikings ahead 2-1. The Longhorns came back with two of their own in the bottom of the third, now lead 3-2. Stephanie Smith, her second at-bat, she walked in the second. Swung on and missed. Got as far as second base and was left stranded there. 0-1 pitch from Turner. Swung on and missed. Same play, same result. And Turner way ahead of Smith now, 0-2. Pitch. High and away, 1-2. Longhorns have settled down since that two-run homer by Michaela Wolf. That one is swung through, was tipped into the glove of Kate Dolan. Another strikeout for Zaria Turner, her sixth of the afternoon. Macy Wolf popped up to Abby Dominguez in foul territory in the second. Pitch is just a little bit outside, 1-0. Pitch on the way, fouled back to the screen, 1-1. 1-1 pitch from Turner. That's a called strike, 1-2. That's outside, 2-2. Turner back behind the mound with some adjustments on her mitt. Now toes the rubber and the 2-2 pitch. Floats a little bit outside. It's 3-2. Fifth time that Turner will deliver a 3-2 pitch. And here it is. That is ball four. That's the third time she's done that out of the five 3-2 pitches she's delivered. She walks Macy Wolf, Giselle Reyes at the plate. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. A 1 pitch by Turner. That's a called strike. Way ahead of Giselle Reyes, 0-2. Reyes struck out in the second. Pitch on the way. That's a called third strike. Seventh strikeout of the afternoon. First time she has caught a Lady Viking looking at strike three. Alana Adams at the plate, the right fielder. She also struck out in the second. First pitch called strike. Now Turner has found the outer half of the plate and continues to pound it there. One on, two outs. Next pitch hit into left center field, but Dees is over there to run that one down, retire Adams. And the Lady Vikings in the top of the fourth. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 3 and the Lady Vikings 2.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is live George Ranch High School Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn Softball.
Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch, Abby Bergeron, Abby Dominguez, and Sarah Wendler do up to face Michaela Wolf in the bottom of the fourth. Longhorns lead by one, but doesn't seem to be a safe type of lead. So looking to add some runs to that one-run lead. First pitch is popped up, and it is going to be safe. A diving attempt by Stephanie Smith from first base. And Abby Bergeron is on with a single. That's hit number 5 this afternoon for George Ranch. That one kind of was not hit very hard and fell into no man's land beyond the mound in front of the second baseman. This one is popped up. but right to the first baseman, and she's got it. Abby Dominguez is retired.
Up next, number 13, Sarah Windler.
To finish that thought, it was kind of a no man's land beyond the mound, in front of the second baseman, beyond the first baseman. She dove at Bergeron's, and it hit her glove and kind of fell into the infield. Sarah Windler at the plate. She grounded out short to first. There's a called strike, 0-1. One hit down the right field line and foul. Sarah Windler behind Michaela Wolf, 0-2. Sarah, left-handed hitter, back in the box, 0-2 pitch now on the way. That one is high and outside, 1-2. One on, one out. George Ranch leads 3-2. We're in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 pitch on the way. Popped up. That to the second baseman, Macy Wolf, out in right field, and she retires Windler. Ella Kalinko, the shortstop, due up.
Up next, number 6, Ella Kalinko.
That is 5 pop-up outs for the Longhorns. 4 of them, Macy Wolf retired those batters. First pitch is a ball to Kalinko. One oh pitch by Wolf. Hit back to the screen, 1-1. One pitch on the way. Again, popped up. Again, Macy Wolf goes out. This one is off her glove. Around third to score is Abby Bergeron. The Longhorns lead 4-2.
Up next, number 7, Cameron Radford.
Top of the order, and Cameron Radford. We're talking about pop-outs. And that one was popped out into right field. Second baseman Macy Wolf went out for that one. It went off her glove, allowing Bergeron to score. First pitch by Radford is sliced foul. Pitch is hit back to the pitcher. It's off her glove to the second baseman, and the runner is safe. The infield single by Cameron Radford.
Up next, number 1, Arlandese.
Around to third base goes Ella Kalinko. That ball was struck hard, went off Michaela Wolf's glove. Macy Wolf went over to get it, but Radford was safe. Hit number 6 for George Ranch. And Arlandese at the plate. And now a visit from John Maples to the mound. Longhorns pushed around a run. Abby Bergeron singled, came around to score on Cameron Radford's hit. Now Kalinko is pushed around to third. And Arlandese at the plate. Wolf stares in. Pitch to Dees. Popped up into left field. Shortstop will go out. and flag that one down, retiring D's and the Longhorns in the bottom of the fourth inning. In the inning, one run on two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. At the end of four, Longhorns now lead 4-2.
You're in the right place, Lady Long.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
9-1-2 expected up for the Lady Vikings in the top of the fifth. Marisol Rios, Michaela Wolf, and Callie Collins. The last time that happened was in the top of the third. Marisol Rios was hit by a pitch, and Michaela Wolf hit a two-run home run off the top of the fence in left center field. That time it put the Vikings ahead 2-1. Longhorns have come across with a couple more, or three more after that. It's now 4-2, George Ranch.
Number five, Marisol Rios.
Top of the fifth, and Rios at the plate. First pitch by Turner. That's a called strike. Pitch number 72 for Zaria Turner. Not that big of a deal in softball, but we're used to keeping pitches over at the baseball diamond, so normally we keep doing that. That's a called strike as well. It's 0-2. So much less stress on a pitcher's arm in that windmill delivery in softball. Turner with the 0-2. That's a called third strike. Eight strikeouts on the afternoon and consecutive strikeouts looking for Zaria Turner, top of the order, and the opposing pitcher, Michaela Wolf. Wolf hit a nice line shot out in the left center field, hit the top of the fence, and went into the field behind the fence. She pops this one out to Radford in right. She crosses the right field line into foul territory, but retires Wolf.
Number eight, Kaylee Collins.
Collins at the plate, popped up to Bergeron in left, and went out on a comebacker to Turner, 1-3. Pitch on the way, and that's a ball. One-oh pitch by Zaria Turner, swung on and missed, 1-1. Eight strikeouts for Zaria Turner. Six swinging and two called. She's given up just the one hit, that home run we talked about. She's walked three. That's the 2-1 count. A little break in the action here. Coach Witt is out talking to her catcher, Kate Dolan. She seems satisfied that Kate's ready to go. Heads back to Longhorn dugout. Now turns around, has something to say to the umpire, but now heading back to the dugout again. Play will continue. 2-1 pitch by Turner. That's just a bit outside, 3-1. Three-one to Callie Collins. That is ball four. Fourth walk of the afternoon by Turner.
Number 11, Maya Salinas.
Maya Salinas at the plate. The Lady Viking shortstop this afternoon. Walked in the first, struck out in the third. One on, two outs. First pitch is a called strike. We're in the top of the fifth. Longhorns lead 4-2. Next pitch on the way. Swung on. Dolan down to first base. And the runner's back. Turner way ahead of Salinas, 0-2. Here's Turner's 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. That retires Maya Salinas and the Lady Vikings in the top of the fifth in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. At the end of four and a half innings of play, Longhorns lead 4-2.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
All right, back at George Ranch, Longhorns lead 4-2, coming to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Heart of the order, Kate Dolan, Jessica Johnston, and Macy Burks due up. Longhorns scored one in the first, two in the third, one in the fourth, and that's where we stand. Kate Dolan leads things off in the bottom of the fifth. Has hit the ball hard both times up. First time she lined to short. Second time lined out to second base. Trying to barrel one out beyond those infielders and pick up her first hit of the afternoon. Michaela Wolf on the mound. First pitch to Kate. Swung and hit straight back to the screen, 0-1. Just missed that one as she hit it straight back to the screen. Oh-1 pitch to Kate. That's a called strike. Caught the inner part of the plate, 0-2. Pitch on the way. This one is popped to short and caught there by Maya Salinas.
Up next, number 14, Jessica Johnston.
Jessica Johnston at the plate. She popped up to Macy Wolf in the first and struck out in the third. Her third plate appearance this afternoon. First pitch from Wolf. Swung on and missed, 0-1. 0-1 pitch is a little bit high, 1-1. This one popped up and over the fence and out of play near the Longhorns on deck circle. One, two pitch on the way to Johnston. Hit down to third and beyond the third baseman. Johnston is on. Macy Burks has popped up twice to Macy Wolf at second base. One on, one out for George Ranch in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch, that's a called strike. Owen pitch. Hit on the ground, pass the pitcher to Salinas at short, and she'll go the short route to second base. And so the question is whether Jessica Johnston is out at second base. That's where Salinas chose to go. Coach Witt out talking to the base umpire. See what call he made. It wasn't very definitive either way. Everybody wearing a Longhorns uniform is kind of holding their place to find out what the result of that conversation is going to be. Relatively slow roller down to Maya Salinas at short, and she went the short route to second base, but it's unclear what the call was there. And now we're sure. Umpire on the bases calls the 6-4 put out. That means Macy Burks reaches on the fielder's choice and Abby Bergeron at the plate.
15, Abby Bergeron.
Bergeron struck out in the second, singled, and came around to score in the fourth. First one is high and away, ball one. Burks on first, two outs. This one is hit into left center field, drifting back, and it cannot be caught out in left center. One run will score, and Bergeron winds up at second base.
Up next, number 18, Abby Dominguez.
Abby Dominguez singled and was stranded there in the second, popped up to the first baseman, Stephanie Smith, in the fourth inning. First pitch called strike. The double for Bergeron drives in run number five for George Rash. Now lead 5-2. Hit down to third. Throw across the diamond. And that retires Dominguez and the Longhorns in the bottom of the fifth in the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. At the end of five, Longhorns lead 5-2.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, top of the sixth inning, Gabby Aguirre, Stephanie Smith, Macy Wolf will be the expected hitters in the top of the sixth. First pitch by Turner. That's the ball. Aguirre has struck out twice. Count on Aguirre. Here's a 1-0 pitch. That one floats outside. It's 2-0. Pitch on the way. That's a called strike. 2-1. Lady Vikings scored their runs in the top of the third on a two-run homer. This one hit into right center field. Cameron Radford over to her right, and she picks that one off.
Number 13,
Stephanie Smith at the plate. Officially 0-for-1. She walked in the second, struck out in the fourth. Smith over at first base this afternoon. First pitch by Turner. That's a ball. 1-0. That is outside. 2-0. Longhorns picked up one run in the bottom of the first, two in the bottom of the third, one each in the bottom of the fourth and fifth, and lead 5-2. Let's go, 2-0 pitch. In the dirt, it's 3-0. Turner's kind of lost the plate here after getting Aguirre to fly out. 3-0 pitch on the way. That's a called strike. Stoppage in play. We think that Kate Dolan is leaving the game, and we'll see what replacement Coach Witt comes up with behind the plate. Take a quick break here while we have a break in the action. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity softball on GRHS iRadio.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Macy Whittington with the catching gear on now. Gets behind home plate, and she'll take some warm-up tosses from Zaria Turner. Kate Dolan is out of the game. Let's update you on things. Gabby Aguirre was the opening batter in the top of the sixth. She flew out to Cameron Radford in right. Stephanie Smith has a 3-1 count. And we have a new catcher behind the plate. It's Macy Whittington. Swung on and missed. And another full count possibility here, or probability for Zaria Turner. This is the sixth time today that she has a 3-2 count. Swung on and missed. She retires Stephanie Smith. That is strikeout number 10 on the afternoon for Zaria Turner. Eight of them swinging and two called strike threes. Macy Wolf at the plate. That one is a little outside, 1-0. Macy Wolf officially 0-for-1, popped up to Abby Dominguez in the second and then walked in the fourth. 1-0 pitch by Turner. Hit out to right field, and Cameron Radford has to move maybe a half a step for that one. And she hauls it in. That retires Wolf and the Lady Vikings in the top of the sixth in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, Longhorns still lead 5-2.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Longhorn set to hit in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be Sarah Wendler, Ella Kalenko, and then the top of the order, and Cameron Radford. And if things hold true, this will be the Longhorns' last at bat this afternoon.
Up next, number 13, Sarah Wendler.
Sarah Wendler, 0-for-2, grounded out to short and popped up to second. Wendler settles into that left-handed batter's box. First pitch is a called strike. Michaela Wolf working her sixth inning this afternoon. Pitch has popped up. And Wolf comes in and calls everybody off and makes that catch. Brings up Ella Kalenko.
Number six,
Ella Kalinko.
Ella singled, came around to score in the third, reached on a error on the second baseman, and then was left stranded at third. That one floats in for a strike. One popped up on the right side. Second baseman going out. Can't make the play. Was drifting away from her. Macy Wolf went out, and Kalinko picks up her second hit of the afternoon.
Up next, number seven, Cameron Radford.
Cameron Radford, 2 for 3. 2 singles, a run scored. She was put out 6-3. Shortstop Maya Salinas retired her to open the Longhorn hitting this afternoon. That one is outside. Ball one. One-oh pitch. One lifted out to left field, and that one is caught out there by Maricel Rios. Two outs, and Carlon Deese at the plate.
Up next, number one, Carlon Deese.
First pitch is hit foul back to the screen. One on, two outs. Longhorns lead 5-2. Next pitch on the way. This one lifted down the left field line. It's foul over that short fence over there. Two outs. Michaela Wolf with the pitch. That's high. 1-2. One-two pitch from Wolf. Hit out to left center. Now drifting over to center. And the catch is made there by Giselle Reyes, retiring Deese and the Lady Longhorns. In the bottom of the sixth in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. At the end of six, Longhorns still lead 5-2.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Live, George Ranch High School Athletics.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Top of the seventh inning at George Ranch High School, Giselle Reyes, Alana Adams, Maricel Rios, the three expected batters, 7, 8, 9 in the lineup for the Lady Vikings.
Number 6, Giselle Reyes.
Reyes has struck out twice. Alana Adams is 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Maricel Rios is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a hit by pitch. First pitch to Reyes is a strike. 0-1 pitch. That settles in a bit outside, 1-1. Pitch on the way. That's a called strike. Reyes expecting the 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Another strikeout for Turner. She's got 11. Lana Adams was a strikeout victim in the second inning and then lined out to Carlon Dees in center. First pitch is outside, ball one. Turner gave up just one hit this afternoon, a two-run homer to Michaela Wolf. She struck out 11 and walked 4. Ground ball to Burks at second, and that one just gets behind her, and Alana Adams is on.
Number 5, Maricel Rios.
Maricel Rios was hit by a pitch to lead off the top of the third and then came around to score on that two-run homer. Have a courtesy runner at first base. Her hair is so long, I can't see her number. Figure that out. What we do know for sure is Maricel Rios is at the plate. One on, one out. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Check that, top of the seventh. Last at bat if the Longhorns can hold the Vikings down here. First pitch by Turner. That's low and away, ball one. Good stop behind the plate by Macy Weddington. One-oh pitch. That's called strike. We're even at 1-1. Pitch on the way. That one is high, 2-1. Rios at the plate. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's a called strike, 2-2. Two-two pitch on the way. That's a called strike. Third time that a Lady Viking has looked at strike three out of the 12 strikeouts that Turner has. Top of the order now, Michaela Wolf, owner of the only hit and the only home run in the game. First pitch is off the plate, ball one. Here's Turner's 1-0 pitch. It out into right field, base hit. And now that takes an odd hop and gets behind Cameron Radford. And being waved home is Alana Adams, and she scores. And all the way around to third goes Michaela Wolf. Wolf with all three RBIs this afternoon for the Vikings. Andy Brings up Collins. 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch coming up from Turner. That's a ball. Ball was just beyond Macy Burks, and to be fair to Cameron Radford, it took kind of a odd hop and went off on a tangent and got behind her, and all the way around to third went Wolf and drove in that third run of the afternoon for the Lady Vikings. That's a ball to Collins, 2-0. Now Emily Witt comes out, and she'll want to have a short discussion with Turner and everybody else in the infield. Suspect she's just saying, put the ball over. These batters really haven't touched you today except for Wolf, and she's now on third. Let's end this game. Callie Collins at the plate, 2-0 count. First pitch after the confab there is a strike, 2-1. Next pitch on the way. That's a called strike, 2-2. Pitch on the way, just a little bit outside, 3-2. And now for the seventh time this afternoon, Turner will deliver a 3-2 pitch. And here it comes. That's inside, and she walks Callie Collins. Maya Salinas at the plate. She's officially 0 for 2, struck out twice, walked in the first, and was left stranded. Longhorns lead 5-3. We're in the top of the seventh. First pitch is fouled back to the screen. 0-1. Alana Adams reached on an infield error, came around to score on the hit by Michaela Wolf. This one, a slice back to the screen as well, and now Turner way ahead of Salinas, 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch. Hit back to the screen. Still 0-2. All three balls have been hit back to the screen in essentially the same spot. Next pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. That's the ball game. Turner strikes out Salinas to record her 13th strikeout of the afternoon and end the ball game. We'll wrap things up from George Ranch. Final score, Lady Longhorns 5 and the Lady Vikings from Dulles 3.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns pick up their fifth win in a row. They're eighth in the district, so they've gone through the first half of the season and have beaten all of their opposition. Still on top of 26A, pickup win overall, number 15. They're 15-5, and now the players on both squads will retire for spring break and no softball until next Tuesday on March 19th. Longhorns scored one run in the first, two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Zaria Turner gave up a couple runs on a home run in the third inning, and then gave up one in the seventh, and that was it. She struck out 13. There were only two hits by the Lady Vikings, walked five, and just gave up those three runs. And the one in the seventh inning was kind of a one that got pushed along by an infield error, and then a ball that kind of took a funky hop out in right field and went beyond Radford and pushed that run across. Final score again, George Ranch, Lady Longhorns 5, and the Dulles Lady Vikings 3. Glad you joined us this afternoon on GRHS iRadio. Please watch Twitter, or X as it's called, for our next broadcast. Likely it'll be next Tuesday night. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us. So long, everybody.
Take me out to the ball game.